And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Doug Osborne with Sitka Community Hospital Health Promotion, here to talk about their 2016 goals. Welcome to Morning Edition, Doug.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, let's talk about these goals. One of them is this, this new effort to cut down on distracted driving. Why don't you talk about that?
Yes. In 2015, we did an observational survey where you basically have a clipboard and you just look at what's going on. And 21% of the people that we observed had one hand on the wheel and one hand on a cell phone or something else. 90% of the time it was a cell phone. But the goal is to cut that number in half, to go from 21% to 10. So in March, we're going to do our follow-up, our 1 year later. And so we're doing a lot of education, and we're doing something that's really innovative and neat. We're doing a phone-free driver appreciation drawing that's happening this whole month of January. And it's a chance for people who can take this pledge or this commitment to keep Sitka streets safe by driving phone-free. They sign up and they keep that, but then they put a little slip of paper into one of the many envelopes around town. And then in February, they get their names pulled to win a great prize. Well, six of them do at least.
So you're asking Sitkins to take a pledge to drive phone-free. So where can folks find these pledges?
Well, we've had some great sponsors. You can get them at Sitka High School. You can get them at the Hames Center. You can get them at the bookshop. You can get them at the bike shop and then at community hospital.
Okay. And what are the prizes?
First prize is a one-year membership at the Hames Center.
Okay.
That's a great prize, $495 value. Second prize is compliments of the Sitka Police Department. It's a $300 gift certificate to a local business of your choice, $300. Third prize from the bike shop, Yellow Jersey Cycle Shop, is a pair of studded bike tires. That's about $150 value. Perfect on a day like today. Fourth prize from Old Harbor Books is a paperback book a month for 6 months. And then fifth prize is a floral arrangement, thanks to Jackie at Sitka Flower. And then sixth prize is a month-long pass, compliments of the Hames Center. So six great prizes. But if you sign this, it just is a way to show your support, a way to help keep Sitka Street safe, and a way to have some peace of mind in that when you're driving, you just are focused on driving. You don't have to worry about potentially injuring somebody.
What's your goal? How many folks are you hoping will sign this pledge?
Well, at least 200. But we have 1,000 pledge sheets, so we can get money more than that. But it depends on how it takes off and how many people are interested in making that commitment. But I hope to get at least 200 people.
So this pledge is focused on phones and, you know, essentially handheld devices, which I bet are probably the biggest culprit or source of distracted driving. But can we talk about distracted driving in more broad terms as well? What is it?
Well, distracted driving is anything that takes your attention off of driving. So cell phones are certainly a big part of that. When we did our survey, that was the most common. But it could be anything that takes your mind off driving, because our brains are really set up to do one thing at a time well. And so when you're driving, you really want to do that one thing of driving. And so the myth of multitasking is that you can do multiple things while at the same time. But the way our brains are set up, you just bounce back and forth between the two activities. And so that's why if you're talking on a phone or just talking even on a handheld device, there's really not a safety benefit, because it's still cognitively demanding. So anything that would take your attention away from driving. So for me, I just think of it in just these two words of just drive. When I'm driving, I'm just going to drive. My hands are on the wheel. I'm just focused on what's going on and just driving. And that's a good motto.
You know, my son is really good at reminding me of this, because I have a tendency to fiddle with the radio or hand things back to the children behind me. And he always reminds me, no, you have to just drive, Mom.
He's got the motto down.
He's
of just drive.
He's got the motto down.
And the neat thing with Sitka is that our distances are so short. We'll probably be there in, you know, 4 or 5 minutes.
You can deal with that song.
You can deal with what's going on for 4 or 5 minutes. You'll be there safely, and then we'll all have safer streets.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about this survey that you conducted last year. 21% of those surveyed were distracted driving. Where did you go to survey, and what sparked the interest in your department to do this?
Well, the hospital has a trauma grant from the state of Alaska, and it's really to look at what's coming into the emergency room and then looking at what you can do to prevent that. So in this last year, we had 12 pedestrians, 10 cyclists, and 5 motorists who got injured some way on Sika streets. And this is just at the community hospital. So you have to think, well, how can we reduce that number? And how can we prevent these injuries before they happen? Because that's the big goal. They get called accidents, but really when you look at them, they're predictable and preventable. And so we looked at one particular injury and thought, how could we change the dynamics so something like this doesn't happen again? And there were two parts to the program. One was to increase visibility with pedestrians and cyclists. They're our most vulnerable users on our public roads because they don't have 2 tons of steel and a seatbelt around them. So they're our most vulnerable people. So increased visibility. And we were able to do a project this fall that was very successful, and lots of people jumped in and made it happen. And then part two was the motorist side of it, which was to just drive instead of driving and doing distracted driving. So where the surveys happened was, I think, and what a lot of people consider to be one of the more dangerous sections of town because of a lot of dynamics, but between Peterson and McDonald's and then to Blatchley Middle School. It's just straight, and there's a lot of people turning in and out. It's widely used. It's high traffic. So that's the area where it took place. So out of the 265 motorists that we observed, 57 were clearly, we just did it if they clearly had one hand off the wheel and one hand on something else. Now, that something else was typically a cell phone. And the research says if you're talking on a cell phone and driving, your risk or your chance of getting in a crash are 4 times higher. If you're texting and driving, it's 23 times higher.
Well, that is a huge jump.
That's a huge jump. So texting is about the most dangerous thing you could probably do. There is a state law around that, but there's nothing around cell phones. So we're just trying to do a lot of education just around distractions in general. But since most of them appear to be with phones, that's why we're doing this phone-free pledge. Because if we did the phone thing, that would take care of, I think, 80-90% of the distracted driving. We hope there's zero. So if you're contemplating doing 8 things at once while you're driving, please just drive. But the phone seems to be a good place to focus.
So you're distributing this pledge around town. How else are you getting the message out? Just drive.
Well, we've done a movie theater ad, and we had it when Star Wars was up, so that was very exciting, and things in the newspaper and presentations. And so we're trying to do some media and some talks, like at the chamber in December. And so we're just trying to start a conversation and to put the message out. Our main messages are the ones that are on the pledge sheet, and that is that I mentioned that you're 4 times more likely to get in a crash if you have a cell phone. And then this was a big one. This is from Carnegie Mellon. It says driving while using a cell phone reduces brain activity associated with driving by 37%. They actually have people in a simulator and they do MRI scans. And it's the same person, but they'll have when they're just driving and then when they're listening to sentences. And it's a huge reduction because, again, the brain has to bounce back and forth. And then finally, the other number that we are hoping that we're never a part of, but federal estimates suggest that distracted driving contributes to 16% of all fatal crashes. And so it's particularly important to think about in Sika, with so many more people biking and walking, that we have this higher than national averages in terms of vulnerable roadway users, that this is one way we can protect them, one way we can be a bike-friendly town and a walk-friendly town.
So since you've rolled out this push to drive phone-free and to halt distracted driving, mm-hmm. have you been hearing a lot more from people, their own stories?
Yeah, I have heard some stories. I've heard a lot of close call stories. I heard about a head-on collision about 3 weeks ago where somebody was driving and said I could share this story. They were driving, and then the driver, who was distracted, just kept going over into their lane, kept going into their lane. And so he moved over as far as he could, and he thought, surely she's going to come to at some point and quit doing what she was doing. But she didn't, and so she hit him. And so there was somebody told me about this. They said, did you see that picture? He's in a neck brace at the hospital, and his wife had a caption that said, please stop distracted driving in Sitka. And so I called him, and I'm happy to say that he is okay. But so there's stories like that where you could have a thing like a head-on collision. There's a lot of close call stories. And then there's stories I've heard. There's this is a huge national issue. And so I read a story about a 9-year-old girl named Erica Forney, and she was riding her bicycle near her house. And a neighbor was driving home and had just finished talking on the cell phone and was looking down for a second. But in that second, she didn't see Erica in her path. She hit Erica. Erica flew about 15 feet, hit her neck, and 2 days later on Thanksgiving died in 2008. And so I thought, do we have those same dynamics here in Sitka? And I think we certainly do. Do we ever have people driving 25 miles an hour? Yes. Do we have people driving while talking on a phone? Yes. Do we have kids and people, pedestrians out? Yes. So I think we can have much, much safer streets if we did this one simple thing.
And it only takes a second. I mean, it only takes a second of not keeping your eyes on the road.
Exactly. And I saw a really powerful, the National Council on Safety has a white paper and some information that I've got, and they end their presentation with a slide, and it's a young child, and it says, you tell my mom you just look down for a second. Mm-hmm. And so I think about a lot of the calls that are happening are not emergency calls, or they're not so important that you would want to put somebody else in danger. So I hope people really do think about this and visit one of these places and look at the pledge. And if you can commit to doing that, please put your name in, be part of this, possibly win some great prizes. But also, the more people we have do it, the more we can sort of change the way our streets are and make them safer.
So this is a pledge to drive foam-free. Really quickly again, can you tell us where we can pick it up?
Yeah, you can go to the Hames Center and you can fill it out. You'll get to keep the actual pledge. And then you put your name in for the drawing. But you can go to the Hames Center. You can go to the community hospital. You can go to Sitka High School. You can go to the bookstore. And then as of about 2 o'clock this afternoon, you can go to the bookstore or the bicycle shop, because I'll give them their sheet as well. They're the final one. So those five places, drop them off. And then if you do have any questions about distracted driving, please give me a call. We're doing a lunch and learn tomorrow at the hospital from 12 to 1, where I'll go over all the goals for 2016. I'll talk a little bit more about that, but you can also fill it out there. So please come tomorrow, 12 to 1, the community hospital classroom, for a quick lunch and learn on the 2016 health promotion goals, including driving phone free.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
All right. Thanks.
We've been speaking with Doug Osborne, Sitka Community Hospital Health Promotion.